The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you today on this Wednesday, 16 June 2021. And on the program today, I've got Roger Landry. And Roger, seemed to be some stuff breaking here with the coronavirus. Notice I said Corolla. Another one of those Japanese name things. I don't know.
Well, anybody who's been listening to you for any time at all realizes that you've been saying that for quite a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just hoping somebody notices.
Oh, I do. Actually, I notice a lot about what you say because we happen to think quite a bit alike. And today, that is probably one of the biggest assets you can hope for, because we have institutionalized in this country the ability of those who work against freedom and this republic to literally brainwash this public. And that's not a guess. So when you run across someone who not only understands what you're saying, but shares those points of view as far as the dangers facing we the people and this country, you cherish that.
You had told me that you've got a story here you have posted on the Liberty Beacon, the armchair COVID crime investigator. And I read through this. I agree with 99% of what the man says here. Yep. And there are 11 points here. You want to just switch off on these? You take one, I'll take the other, and on we go?
Yeah. And I think that it's put so succinctly and condensed so well that it's only going to take a small portion of your show. I love the idea.
Well, and, you know, have they noticed that we have noticed and we have been tracking and tracing? Yeah. What are they, before we get into any of this, Roger, yeah. I've been thinking about this all day. They have been told that they will be protected. Now, the obvious things that we see, you can't sue the drug manufacturers for these supposed vaccines they've stuck in our arms. I mean, coerced. What?
You can. What you have to do is you have to prove prior to taking these people to court that it was all done in a process to keep the truth away from the people, to institute margins of lockdown, so on and so forth, and I could go on, that were not only harmful to the public, but were known to be harmful to the public. Once you can start to prove these issues, the indemnity issue will evaporate. That indemnity issue is basically supposed to cover them under the auspice that they have done everything they can to do this properly and no harmful steps were knowingly taken before this was released to the public. None of that's true. And we're finding out more and more every day none of that's true. So if they broke the contract for indemnity, we didn't break it. They broke it. And we're well on the path to proving they broke it, at which point in time they will become criminally liable. And I honestly believe Nuremberg will be revisited.
Well, here's to hoping, but as we've seen before, the world's best criminals are always covered.
Big bucks. Yep.
Pick an issue here. Joe Biden, his son, Russia, the lies. Hillary Clinton's servers, her foundation, you know, and nobody in the mainstream media ever mentioned that shutting down her foundation, which these people don't do. These foundations are there for their stated purpose, but to what, was it 48 or 72 hours after she lost the election, she closed down the Clinton Foundation? Unheard of. But yet
No, you're absolutely right. And the point of that is those were political snafus. She broke laws. She not only broke U.S. laws, but she broke international laws. But that can always be forgiven. That can always be typed over. That can always be what we are talking about, okay, is the absolute. And it's going to become more and more absolute as we go along. The absolute knowledge that people's lives were willingly thrown away to accomplish an elitist task. That's not a joke. This is more and more provable every single day. When you tell the public they cannot use hydroxychloroquine, when we know for a fact that it's the perfect prophylactic for this, and you ban people from using it, and thousands of people die, okay, eventually, yes, eventually it will all be proven that whatever steps they took for the benevolence of mankind was in fact malevolence against mankind.
Well, you and I know that, but it's not what you know, it's what you can prove. And what I was going to say, Roger, was that these people have obviously been told that you'll be protected. We've got the World Health Organization, we got Fauci, we got the CDC, we got the FDA, we've got our own government, we've got our complicit press that would not listen to anything else except, quote unquote, the science and the experts. Like, the experts are not pulling a major foolie of which has been killing people right and left. This is stuff that they cannot replace.
Nope.
And what is the mechanism that this world justice is going to happen where we start nailing these people upside down on crosses?
Again, I know this is, it just gets so, people get very, very distressed when you constantly tell them over and over again, a day of reckoning is coming. The point of saying that, and the point of even alluding to that in any of what John and I discuss, is the fact that it is inevitable. What we're looking at, you can't hide it anymore. Okay, it's not a matter of we're guessing about this. When 1,500 doctors sign a statement stating that, you know what, we feel you need to keep the vaccinated people away from the unvaccinated at this point because they're transmission towers, or I could go on and on. Okay, you cannot, you're not supposed to have any procreative sex for 30 days after you get the vaccine. And let's go on and on and on. What we're looking at here is, again, there are so many doors, so many windows. Don't look behind window number 3. Look behind window number 4. And this continues to happen. Right now, the biggest news on COVID is the new variations. Oh, my God, there's new variations, and they're killing everybody everywhere, which, again, is an absolute lie. But it will be used for self-proclaimed dictators, whether they're governors, whether they're mayors, or whether they're presidents, to continue dictatorial powers for as long as they feel it benefits them. That's not a joke. That's exactly what's happening. Right now in front of you, you have dictators who are not willing to let go of their power. For the last year plus, they have pretty much exercised unrestricted power, and they freaking love it. This is what's happening across the planet. Look at the G7 meeting. These people were all in masks, standing distanced apart, and then there's all kinds of pictures of them partying after their meetings. They are literally sitting damn near on each other's laps, patting each other on the back, hugging each other. Nobody's wearing a mask. Everybody is a fool but them. Even their bodyguards and stuff, which are only 50 feet away, are all wearing masks. And I mean, it's just so ridiculous. It's insane. What we are looking at is what they've been planning on for at least a generation, at least 20 years, especially in the last 5 to 6 years. This is the total takeover of humanity in a dictatorial fashion, or as you and I have been discussing over and over again, a corporatocracy. This is what we're seeing. Anybody who can't see it now is just an idiot.
Well, they may not be able to see the forest for the big fat tree in front of their face. And most people are, they have a tendency to have their attention drawn to what is most noticeable or what they see moving out of the corner of their eye. It diverts their attention.
Number three.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, to list this, I don't even know, Roger, if I could actually sit down and list all the criminal acts has been perpetrated, not only against American people by their own government, but other governments around the world, to country, to their own people, whatever.
You answer me a question, John? Because this is a question I'm dying to ask, all right? And no, I'm not going to hold you to an answer. But let's stop and consider how many people across the planet are being affected by this. And then anybody out there try and convince me that at least 90% of the leadership of every country on this planet is in on this. That's not a joke. And it pretty much has to be. And if they weren't in on it when their country started to fall and they started to rebel, then yeah, the leadership of the rest stepped in and said, look, this is what we're going to do for you, and this is what we expect you to do. This is what happened in Pakistan. This is what happened in India. This is what happened in Scandinavia, in several countries. When they started to stray, they were put back on the right path.
Given the sheer depth, and this is this composition that you'd sent over to me,
yeah,
the depth and the breadth of this worldwide scheme to deliberately kill and or injure as many human beings as possible, it's clear that every major government, as you just said, globalist institution, Fortune 1000 corporation, and non-governmental organization, especially healthcare, which is controlled by the globalist, the New World Order, they had to have the foreknowledge of this highly complex criminal scheme. Therefore, each remains an unindicted co-conspirator in the greatest crime spree ever to be perpetrated against the entire human race. Now, here's what these inconceivable, brazen, desperate, and reckless COVID criminals meticulously planned out in advance with great attention to the malevolent details. And we'll flip back and forth. I'll take one, you take three. First,
sure.
The COVID perps quite stealthily and strategically launched a series of biological weapons across the planet in major metro areas where the military deployment of 5G had taken place through 2019.
Isn't it amazing how many shows? Let's go back, audience, and listen to some of John's earlier shows that I did with him, where I said to you and the entire audience, what I would like you to do is go and find a map, and you can find them online, showing the build-out of 5G across the planet, and then make a second request. Show a map of the Centers for COVID-19, where it was the worst across the planet. And what you found out was they were almost identical.
Well, and I'm having pushback for some people I know telling me that 5G's got nothing to do with
not
this.
True.
Well,
yeah.
I don't
yeah.
know
okay.
what is true because I don't have the yeah. information that I can sit there and look at and make up my own mind.
I agree. But if you sit in your house and you sit right next to a 5G transmission tower or one of these little antennas they're putting up all over the place, and you are under constant bombardment, the actual the way you feel, the things that happen to you are pretty much described as you would describe somebody who is ill with COVID. And this is radiation. And I'm not talking about radiation as in from Three Mile Island or the center of a reactor. I'm talking about radiation as in transmitted frequency. These are microwave frequencies. And over any period of time, those microwaves will do severe damage to the body, which pretty much replicates a lot of the diseases that we or your doctor may say this is what you're suffering from. COVID-19 and the build-out of 5G almost match each other. And let me give you one more point, and then we can go to the next one if you wish, John. If you stop to consider, as soon as they started the lockdown, who did they use to continue the 5G build-out during the lockdown? They used the military. Not a joke. Why? If that's strictly a commercial endeavor, why the heck are you going to use the military to continue a 5G build-out that just happened to center in the same place that a COVID-19 center happened to be? Okay. Again, John, I know you've got, and it's always healthy to have questions, always healthy to, if you don't know enough, to want to research more. I strongly suggest you take a look at, you know, the 5G with relation to the COVID-19.
You're gonna I've seen that before, but just because I've got A sitting next to B, it doesn't necessarily, it's going to lead me to C. I need something a little bit more comprehensive, and I'm not turning my back on the question. I'm just saying that if I am not convinced, I am not going to pass that off to my listeners. Because I've been very, very careful about this, that this whole COVID thing, it's too screwed up to screw it up. In other words, Steve Elkins, my co-host on Mondays, he seems to think that this magnetism thing is a scam. And that's what I first thought when I first saw it. I thought, what better way to see they're all tinfoil hat wearing people, this is what they believe. And the jury's still out. I'm leaning towards, yeah, there's magnetism in there. We've read some reports saying that this mRNA is being pushed along and through every cell of the body, including crossing the blood-brain barrier to the brain, and it's pushed through by way of magnetism.
Yeah, I don't know if it's pushed through by way of magnetism, but it is, in fact, affecting things in a crystalline fashion, which can, yes, lead to, and it's not that the body's magnetic. It isn't. You put a magnet on the body, okay, supposedly, but there are some who even say if you put a quarter or something like that up on somebody's arm right after they've had a shot, that it will stick there. I'm not so much convinced of that as I am that a magnet will stick there because it does have metallic properties. You also have to remember that this is, in fact, a switch. The mRNA is not a vaccine. It is a switch, and it does contain something called nanotubes. Nanotubes are basically tiny, tiny, tiny little robots. They carry a package, whether it's the vaccine or whatever. And once the shot is given, once the mask is worn, or once the swab is stuffed up your nose, these are the things that deliver a component to the body. And yes, they are magnetic. They're metallic, I mean. So I'm not so sure about whether or not that's magnetic, but it will, or it can, in some cases, make a magnet stick.
Okay,
a small one.
A little request here. We've got 11 of these. If we do not get through them, I cannot guarantee we're going to get through them because we just chewed up about 8 minutes on the first one. Take number two, Roger.
Okay. Then they purposely labeled the sophisticated bioweapon SARS-CoV-19 in order to mislead governments everywhere, as well as to confuse and confound the international healthcare community. It is not a coronavirus and has never been isolated scientifically, but is more likely a mix of different pathogenic microorganisms that includes a bacterial, parasitical, and or viral component.
All right, now we've got to take this break here. And if we have enough time, a group of people down in Florida, a group of parents sent 6 masks into a lab to have them tested. you ain't going to believe what's on these masks. Roger Landry is my guest. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be back in 3 years
now. Extendabyte has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, my board op had to go to the little boy's room. Sorry about that. I have no intercom in there, so I couldn't tell him. Number 3 on this list. Next, they knowingly distributed a highly defective COVID-19 PCR test, which, by the way, folks, the man that invented the test, he's now dead. It was never intended to test for the coronavirus. Now, this was guaranteed to give numerous false positives as well as false negatives. That's why they came out with the cycle BS. Those kits were mysteriously stockpiled around the world for rapid dissemination prior to the first release of COVID-19 in Wuhan, China. The long contaminated nasal swabs were also used to either vaccinate the test victim or to transmit COVID-19 to them. You got 4 there, Roger? Is he there? He's muted. Roger, you're muted.
I had some background noise here I just could not share with your audience.
Oh, okay. So, I'm sorry about that. Go ahead.
No, that's all. I apologize. I just, again, was very loud here. and I didn't want that rolling over. What I was about to say, I will read number four, but as we go down through these, anybody who's not getting seriously upset should be going back and reading them over again, because this is all reality. Number four is, in the meantime, the top controllers of this extremely complicated bioterrorist operation were determined to prevent any COVID-19 treatment plans, remedies, and or protocols from being approved by any government on Earth. There was never such a highly coordinated campaign to dismiss proven treatments for a deadly contagion in world history. Yeah, read that one again.
Yeah. By number five, by quickly and effectively banning the use of the successful medications that you just mentioned for COVID-19 throughout the world community of nations, they set the stage for fake vaccines to be developed and administered in record time. Now, the various injection shots and jabs contain gene-altering capabilities and have multiple detrimental effects on the human bioorganism, having nothing to do with the prevention of COVID-19.
No, because you and I both know that if you've never isolated, how can you make a vaccine to prevent it? Number six, the various highly experimental COVID injections, each of which has an undisclosed different purpose, were manufactured prior to the man-made pandemic that was begun in January of 2020. They were then distributed to pre-selected nations to be administered to certain bloodlines in order to produce as yet unknown adverse effects, which we're starting to find out.
Number seven, in spite of the extraordinary death toll and rate of vaccine injury caused directly by these COVID shots, the global mainstream media was directed not to report that vital data to the general public. Instead, the mainstream media has been used to trumpet the fake success of the vaccines and sell them to every person on the planet like there's no tomorrow. And that includes, ready for this, Roger, drum roll, Newsmax, which was supposed to be one of the alternative places you could go to get the news. No. They're down with the crap, just like Fox News is. Fox News, being the supposed conservative news outlet, won't touch this with a 10-foot pole. And what do you think the kickback is going to be on that one when the planet discovers that Fox News has been smiling, looking into the camera, and lying through their damn teeth?
Well, they got a reporter that's out there telling everybody she's probably got bigger brass ones than most guys I know. Mm. But let me throw something else at you before we go to the next one, because this is vital to what you just said. Based on the CDC's data, reports of vaccine-related deaths and permanent disabilities have gone up 3,300% and 850% since the beginning of 2021. That is thousands of times more than ever in history, the deaths from vaccines or the crippling because of vaccines. It has never been this high in the history of vaccines by magnitudes. I had to put that in, John.
Hit number eight there, Raj.
Okay. In this way, unaware and uninformed folks were deceitfully coerced and compelled to receive an unapproved vaccine that was categorized as an emergency use only. This universal pattern of deceit, vaccine by uninformed consent, was integral to the rollout of vaccination programs worldwide. In other words, we're going to bully you into it, and we're going to tell you life won't be good unless you do it.
And we won't get back to normal.
Yeah.
and the chaos that they've created, they're going to create our new normalcy. That's what I find to be most laughable. All right, we got bottom of the hour break here. I want to go through this, the cookie crumbles list as to, you know, Roger, they're trying real hard to blame this on the Chinese and the Wuhan lab, but apparently the Wuhan lab is actually owned by GlaxoSmithKline. Not Chinese, GlaxoSmithKline. We'll be back.
Chinese are patting them on the back.
There you go. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening live virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All right, folks, we're back. Number 9 here. Is that mine or yours, Raj?
That's yours, and boy, I don't want it.
Even children are now being jabbed with this exceedingly dangerous and deadly COVID-19 vaccine, with many of them experiencing heart inflammation, among other serious symptoms and medical ailments. The often fatal blood clot only become more evident by the day, as do other serious adverse effects that are occurring after vaccination with increasing frequency. All the while, the mainstream media reporting on the real risk remain virtually non-existent. And what I found rather interesting, one of the relatives of Mitt Romney out there in Utah, the woman, son, basketball player, 6'8", healthy as all get out, basketball star, got the two-step jab. He was starting to complain of neck pain. His throat swelled up. He couldn't move his head without the assistance of his hands. Was hospitalized, discovered to have blood clots. The husband, same vaccination, same problem, blood clots. And I could not, Roger, believe, have you seen the clip? Could not believe what this woman said. While she's fighting back the tears of, geez, my son and my husband, but I'm not here to tell anybody not to take the vaccine. And I thought, you stupid twit, you've got to be a Romney. Yeah, with a statement like that, you've got to be a Romney.
No doubt. No doubt at all. And there's so much to say, but I know you want to get through these. Let me hit number 10. Particularly throughout the early stages of this pre-planned pandemic, the standard medical response was not to issue treatment guidelines for COVID-19 prior to hospitalization. This immense institutional failure is completely without precedent in both scope and magnitude. And that's a fact. Deliberately withholding vital treatments and appropriate medications was the real linchpin in this plan to commit genocide. And if you stop to consider when the president said hydroxychloroquine was effective, and then the mainstream media immediately beat that to a bloody pulp, he was right. How many people were they responsible for killing because of that, what they did?
Well, and I'm wondering where this axe is going to fall on what scrawny neck and complicity with this mass murder program. Number 11, once the hospitalization occurred, the medical protocols which were routinely administered became the primary cause of death, not COVID-19. Physicians around the world complained as never before in history that the medical treatments were a huge part of the problem and certainly not part of the solution. The planned result was a culling of the global population via medicide, whereby I think this is iatrogenic death and COVID. Iatrogenic death and COVID illness has occurred in record numbers.
Number 12, just like the Spanish flu epidemic of 1918, it has clearly been the premeditated medical response that is responsible for the high mortality rate among the elderly and those with multiple core morbidities. Back in 1918, it was the deadly combination of aspirin and morphine that contributed to the deaths of upwards to 100 million people worldwide. Today, both ventilators and heavy sedation have been systematically utilized in hospitals to kill countless COVID-19 victims, and that's what your doctors were screaming about.
By the way, I've got V holding in queue here. Number 13, everything points to a similar genocidal playbook being used in the 2020 and beyond in the interest of depopulating the planet and bringing the COVID vaccinated under complete control. The crucial issue here is whether that only 10% of the vaccine deaths and injuries are normally reported. So we know that the COVID-19 mortality rates and COVID injection injuries are actually much, much worse than what is being reported.
One last kick, and that is today we approach the point where the actual vaccine is more deadly than the virus, if it even existed, ever was.
And we saw the recovery rates that were astronomically, get your hands off of the population of the earth. This is not a serious flu. People are surviving it. But that was part of the fakery and the plandemic. V, how you doing, sir?
Well, I'm doing well, especially when I hear two of my most esteemed colleagues on the air together.
Hi, V. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. And I'm very upset. They killed one of my favorite musicians, my favorite artist, DMX, 50 years old.
Wow.
He got his heart stopped.
It must be
was
one
he
of those.
Vaccinated?
Vaccines. He was making a comeback. He just created a brand new album at 50 years old, and he wanted to be able to tour. So he said, "No, forget it. I'm getting the vaccines." And they shot him up a couple times, and less than a week later, he died from heart failure.
Well, what is the latest with a more recognizable name, V? Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
He canceled his year-long tour. You know, he was wrestling with himself whether he should get the vaccine or not, and it scared the living bejeebers out of him. He got the vaccine. He started to lose sensation in his hands. Just a host of various symptomatic problems following those injections. And it doesn't matter if you're big and small in the music arena, this, they don't care. But
let's put this into perspective one last time. Okay. One of the facts that I spit out a little bit earlier on the show today was that we have seen a 3,300% increase in vaccine deaths and an 850% increase in permanent vaccine injuries, for life injuries, just since the beginning of 2021. In the last 6 months, it used to be if a vaccine killed 25 people, it was pulled off the market. We're seeing a 3,300% increase, and the CDC admits right in that article that that may only represent 10%. What you are not being told is that the CDC also says this. It could actually be as bad as only 1% is being reported. If there's 6,000 to 7,000 deaths in America right now, that's 70,000. That's 700,000 if it's only 1%. And this is the way America is being lied to. As bad as what today is, and these numbers are straight from the CDC, it may only represent 1% of reality.
But were we lied to? What wasn't it Bill Gates that said, oh, vaccines, yes, wonderful. I plan on getting something out there and reducing the population, world population, by 15%.
Well, get a load of this.
If we do what we can possibly do with vaccines, we can reduce the world's population by a minimum of 10%. You're absolutely right, and I apologize, John. Please continue.
No, I was just going to throw this in here. I want to get this in before the end of the broadcast. The Chinese Biological Laboratory in Wuhan is owned by GlaxoSmithKline, which owns Pfizer. The virus started at the Wuhan Biological Lab, or that's what we've been told, in which it was funded by Dr. Fauci, who promotes the vaccine. Now, GlaxoSmithKline is managed by the finance division of BlackRock, which manages the finances of the Open Foundation Company, that's Soros' foundation, which manages the French AXA, and that Soros owns the German company Winterthur, which built a Chinese laboratory in Wuhan and was bought by the German Alliance, which has Vanguard as a shareholder, which is a shareholder of BlackRock, which controls central banks and manages about a third of the global investment capital. And BlackRock is also a major shareholder in Microsoft, owned by Bill Gates, who is a shareholder of Pfizer. Remember? and is now the first sponsor of the World Health Organization. Now,
here we go.
Well, I would say Luca Mino.
What's that?
Luca Mino actually came. Luca Mino from Delivery Beacon. Okay, he actually came onto my show and reported this as well. I was floored. I thought the chain wouldn't stop, just like you spoke just now. It's like, where does it end?
And well, evidently it doesn't. And the question I ask, V, I don't know if you've been listening to the entire show, but at the outset of the program today, I ask Roger, you know, is in your face as it is right now, and all the stuff we've been able to glean, irregardless of mainstream media's coverage or cover-up or whatever, or just plain looking the other way while this is going on, I'm looking at this, and what I asked Roger was, you know, have they been given guarantees that you won't be touched when hundreds of millions of people across the globe are finding this information out? What, are they just going to say, oh, well, Bill, you got us this time, or, gee, Dr. Fauci, gosh, you did it to us again? Where is the Nuremberg 2.0 here? When is this going to happen? How many more people do they have to kill before people finally get pissed off enough to say, you know what, you keep doing this, we're going to go burn your damn factories down. We're going to go after your assets. Because so far, nothing has been done to these creatures in court. There's been no successful cases that have been brought forth that's been adjudicated, to my knowledge, that will put a halt, the shining, blaring light of truth on it, and put a halt to this.
Well, I've been pushing for the Nuremberg trials 2.0 since, well, not just because I became a target individual, but since 5G especially. Nuremberg Trials 2.0 has been something that's needed to happen for a very long time. Yes, absolutely. These people feel as though there are no way they can be held responsible. There are no consequences for their actions, and that's because we have been taught, we have been conditioned to not have any reactions to things that our government does to us, anything that these corporations do to us, because as Americans, we're always waiting for the next and better product anyways, right? So, oops, you messed up. Oh, please get it right next time.
You know how many people are dying, V? You know how many people are dying. And the thing of it is,
yes,
most people don't. Most people don't. You want to know when this is going to end, and that's what John's question was, and I'm going to tell you all when this is going to end. And no, it's not a definitive answer, but it is the answer. As John has said, and we have both said very well, the mainstream media is not letting you know what's going on. They're not. Okay, and that's being done intentionally. And what we are seeing is a deepening crisis, but it is deepening a heck of a lot less and a lot more slowly than it was a month ago. Do you know when this is going to end? It's already starting to end. It is the alternative media, the alternative to the liars. It is John's show. It is the Liberty Beacon. It is your show, V. It is the ability of the mainstream media globally to shout a little bit louder than mainstream media. We are so many more than they are. We're not as big, but if you've got 1,000 and you're big, and we've got 100,000 and we're kind of big, the point is this will end when we, the people on this show talking right now and all like us, when we step up and make our voice so loud it can't be ignored anymore, and we are getting there.
Amen.
Well, for those that do not survive the population reduction plans of the New World Orderites, what do we say as they're dying? We're trying?
What can you say as they're dying? And you're absolutely right. All right, look, let's talk about technology. We don't have the technology they do. We don't have command of the technology they do. The biggest thing we have going in our favor is the internet and numbers, and they could probably take the internet away at least to some degree, not fully. So we are at a severe disadvantage. The only advantage, again, numbers. Are some going to be lost before we can wrest control away from these people who have been planning this for 20 years with the best technology this planet has ever seen? We're not all going to make it. Anybody who thinks we are isn't really thinking about this. Will we win? The Germans never, ever thought there were going to be Nuremberg trials. There were.
Well, all I can say is that it's got to end. And,
yes,
you know, whether we have to declare war on them, war is simply, you know, many people have written about war, you know, gosh, all sorts of books and just on and on and on. But war is nothing but strategy and the will to win.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Now,
it's
do
the
we
need to do something?
Yeah. Do
You're
we
right.
do we have the will to do it? I certainly do. What we're lacking here is a mechanism to go strike right at the heart of this beast, and that beast is being well protected, layer after layer after layer.
Yeah.
You know, I would like to know what these people have been told, the heads of these corporations that decided that, well, we're going to get on this, we're going to go woke on you, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, brazenly shoving the corporate power in your face where the corporation had no power before. They made widgets and baubles and stuff, but they did not affect directly the social economic per se or political.
Wait a minute. Weren't the Democrats the party that wrested that type of power away from the corporations? Weren't the Democrats those who decided that it was the people who should have power and not the corporations? Weren't it the Republicans who were pro-corp? Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Are we in the bizarro world?
Yes, we are.
Freaking flip?
Yes, Yes, we are. I'm here. I can report on. Yes, 100%. Yes, we are.
Okay. I just had to make that point.
Well, something
because
I
so pressed.
Add in, guys, if I may, and I'm asked this all the time on my program, how can we change things? How can we have a revolution without violence? And, you know, I had a little thought experiment, and I came up with something, and I want you guys' opinion on this. I came up with something called the $50 revolution. Now, for example, we all are very upset with some company or other. Let's say you got 100,000, 200,000 people who are upset with an insurance company, major insurance company. Well, instead of paying those insurance premiums and paying that monthly insurance, why don't you take $50, invest it into crowdfund that, your $50, we got 100,000 people, a few hundred thousand people into a new corporation. And when that corporation starts treating people right, the other corporations are going to lose their customers.
Well,
we can actually and reabsorb our way.
V, you're talking about a long-term plan, and I applaud that, but these people are killing people every single day. We don't have the time to go out and build the antithesis to their control and their structure. We don't have that kind of time.
Trust me.
But
so
once we win, and we will, that is a mechanism to move forward, V. It really is. Right. It is called taking control.
Yeah.
And that's what the people have the ability to do. We've just been told for so long that we can't. Remember what programmed ignorance is. Programmed ignorance means you're told from birth until you die that something is and something isn't. And if you step against that, then society looks at you in a negative fashion. We are the most controlled, the most propagandized, and the most downtrodden civilization ever to have existed on this planet. But yet, if you ask most Americans, their ignorance is so steeped, they're going to tell you they live in the best country and everything is great here.
All right. V, I'll tell you what, I've got this one last thing to cover with Roger. I appreciate you coming on the air with us today. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Have me on. Love you guys.
All right, man.
Thank you.
Here's the last one up on the list for this hour, and I know you've got to go.
Yeah.
In Gainesville, Florida, on June 16th, a group of parents in Gainesville, concerned about potential harms from masks, submitted 6 face masks to a lab for analysis. The resulting report found that 5 masks were contaminated with bacteria, parasites, and fungi, including 3 with dangerous pathogenic and pneumonia-causing bacteria. No viruses were detected on the mask, although the test is capable of detecting the viruses. This is what they found. And I'm not going to read the scientific name here because that would take me longer to try to sound out than it just... the category. Yeah. One thing they found here is pneumonia. Another thing, tuberculosis, meningitis, sepsis, keratitis and granulomatous, amoebic encephalitis. Wow. Pneumonia, bloodstream infections, meningitis, UTIs. These are resistant to antibiotics. There's a form of, I think this is called Escherichia coli, and that's a food poisoning. The cause for Lyme disease, that was found. Diphtheria, Legionnaire's disease, severe infections, high morbidity rates, and again, Staphylococcus aureus, and another form of meningitis and sepsis. Now, half of these masks were contaminated with one or more strains of pneumonia-causing bacteria. One-third were contaminated with one or more strains of meningitis-causing bacteria. One-third were contaminated with dangerous antibiotic-resistant bacteria pathogens. In addition, less dangerous pathogens were identified, including pathogens that can cause fever, ulcers, acne, yeast infection, strep throat, periodontal disease, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and more. And the face masks studied were new or freshly laundered before wearing and had been worn for 5 to 8 hours. And there's a lot of people out there that take the mask off when they're indoors, they go out, they put the mask back on. They never change the mask or they never wash it. Now, during in-person schooling by children aged 6 through 11, one was worn by an adult, a T-shirt worn by one of the children at school, and unworn masks were tested as controls, and no pathogens were found on the control. But proteins found on the T-shirt, for example, are not pathogenic to humans and are commonly found in hair, skin, and soil. So what they did basically here, Roger, is they took the most dangerous. They tested in a lab what the most dangerous thing is. And what is it when we exhale? We're exhaling all kinds of nasties. We're getting rid of carbon dioxide. We're getting rid of all kinds of stuff in our lungs. And here we had the clown Fauci saying, well, we need to double or triple up the mask. This is nuts. This is absolutely crazy.
If you stop to consider, you and I have had this discussion, maybe not in detail as in the names of all of the bacteria and the germs that were present, but what we did discuss is that any mask at all has small enough openings that if you wear it for an extended period of time, remember, most doctors only wear a mask for a couple of hours at the most during an operation. If you're wearing something for 5, 10, 15, as John said, day after day, what you are doing is every time you exhale, your body is releasing the toxins it needs to get rid of to stay healthy. They're all, or a vast majority of them, are jamming up on this mask. And you are breathing them right back in. The mouths and the throats of people who wear their masks religiously and all the time, they need to swab the mouth and the throat to see exactly just how bad it is. I have seen at least a dozen articles from doctors stating unequivocally that wearing masks in this fashion, especially for this type of duration, is going to be responsible for massive death across the planet. I'm not joking. I'm not trying to make a point that doesn't need to be made, and I'm not exaggerating. They're feeling that, especially to elderly or those who already have some sort of maybe a breathing issue or whatever, these are going to end up by being the tools that put them in the morgue. That's not a joke. That's an absolute fact.
You know, do you think any of these people are starting to get a little queasy and uneasy about the position that they're in by taking part in this?
They're buying islands. Remember, two shows ago we talked about these rich people are all of a sudden and without any fanfare buying remote islands.
Well,
you asked earlier, what are these guys going to do when it all comes down? Well, I hope that island's pretty well protected. And you said, oh, maybe we can do this and that. And I said, I would favor a sea sparrow. Remember me saying that?
Well, I mean, that's two ways. I think I remember saying there's two ways to look at that. One, it's an escape for them. Or two, it's a prison for them, and we know where they're at.
Absolutely.
Try to come off of that island now.
Works for me.
All right. Thank you, Roger. Appreciate it.
It's always, always a pleasure to be here, and I appreciate the platform for the Liberty Beacon Project.
All righty, sir. Thank you.
Bye. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.